Artistic director Anthony Baresi and singer Denise Wernley Alcina join me. Maria de Buenos Aires, an opera by Astor Piazzolla. Opera Southwest presents the opera starting February 17th at the National Hispanic Cultural Center. Welcome, both of you.
Thank you very much.
Denise, last seen in Bless Me Ultima here with Opera Southwest. This is a tango opera, so what are some of the challenges vocally in singing this?
Well, one of the big challenges vocally in singing this is that, as with most tangos, this for the woman is sung entirely in chest voice, which is something they usually only dip into as an opera singer, even as a mezzo-soprano. And so it sort of requires a little different technique. But one of the sort of nice, interesting things about singing tangos is that there's sort of a celebration of imperfection and, you know, sometimes uglier sounds and things that don't necessarily fall into the tradition of robotic, perfect opera singing. So it lets you be a little bit more human, I think.
And does that come out of character?
Yes. I mean, that falls exactly within the character of Maria. She's certainly a flawed human being, and she has got these big opposites that exist within her and sort of fight each other. And so the vocal line really does a good job of matching that.
And I don't know if we could even describe the plot, but suffice to say there's some realism and some supernaturalism. I think you just got a sort of common experience.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely. I mean, she's a tragic heroine, and most of the text is this combination of surrealist, magic realism poetry that Ferrer and Piazzolla put together. But there is a storyline that you can follow, but it's really one that you have to experience in person, I think.
So no reveals here.
No reveals here.
Maestro, is this your first tango opera?
This is my first tango opera, and in the beginning I was a little fearful of it because it's seemingly so outside my wheelhouse. But two things have really helped me in putting this together. One is my extensive experience in high school and college playing in rock and roll bands. And the other is my extensive experience doing operetta. Now, with the rock and roll bands, it's just a matter of, you know, the percussion keeps it together. So I have to kind of just trust that the percussion is going to keep it together. And as far as the operetta goes, in operetta, there's tons of spoken dialogue that you have to fit under music. And the music is a finite length, and the text is a finite length. And you have to figure out, okay, well, the speaker needs to go a little faster here. They need to wait here. And so really kind of grafting those two things together, I've had a lot of experience with. And technically, those are probably the most challenging things about the opera, because once it gets going, once you get into the groove with the tango, it just kind of does itself. And Piazzolla was very good at being very clear about when he wanted things to be done as written and when he wanted things to be done more soloistically. And there are many recordings of this, and Piazzolla's is actually in some ways the most conservative. It reflects mostly what's on the printed score, and then you have other ones that take a much more different tack and go on a much more improvisatory way with it. But the music allows for that because there's such a combination of like a band feel and then a classical feel.
But he's very specific in the score about where you sort of go off the page and where you
kind of. He
writes
solo a lot. When you see solo, you don't necessarily have to keep rhythmically or pitch-wise to what's going on. And he, I'm sure, expected a great amount of improvisation because he was playing with his tango band, and then he supplemented it with a small orchestra. And the small orchestra are the people who, for the most part, are going to stick with the printed stuff. And the bandoneon, the piano, the guitar, the percussion, those are going to be a little bit more improvisational.
And this is the original orchestration?
Yes, it's the original orchestration that he had in mind. The printed music that I'm working from is something the publisher created. I don't believe that he ever notated down the solos. But from what I gather, the things that the string quintet are playing, he did write down. He wanted them to be played this way. And then I think the publisher actually just took dictation from what he and his band were doing, because it reflects very closely, I think it's the 1968 recording of him and his group doing it, whereas other more recent recordings have much more freedom in the solos. So the solos are notated down, but I don't think anybody expects anybody to play exactly the solos the way they're written, because, you know, that's how he played it, that's how his guitar played it, that's how his piano played it.
And that's what you expect in the sort of freer form of tango. Denise, this is an interesting staging at the National Hispanic Cultural Center. The small orchestra and band are on stage.
Correct.
And we're seating cabaret style down in the audience
Yeah, we're seating cabaret style. And actually, there are a few instances in which the singers will move out into where the cabaret style seating is. So there will be a real connection between audience and singer, audience and performer, and audience and musicians. The bandoneon especially plays an integral part in the story of this opera and is an actual character. So
yeah.
It's going to be a very interactive experience.
And the scoring is just two singers and narrator?
Two singers, narrator, and then there's a spoken chorus part, which is being done by our dancers. And there's supers.
Two principal dancers as well.
Yeah.
Oh, looks sounds like a fantastic thing. And actually, if you go to the Opera Southwest website and you look for cabaret seating, there's the designer's original design so you can get an idea of what you're walking into.
Right,
exactly.
Maria de Buenos Aires by Astor Piazzolla, performed February 17th through 24th at the National Hispanic Cultural Center. Tickets available in advance at the NHCC box office, 724-4771, or online, operasouthwest.org. Denise Wernley-Alcina and Maestro Anthony Baresi, thank you for joining me today.
Thanks for having us.